So I had to go back to work tonight, and I'm currently standing in the parking lot at work because I had to help a coworker with a project. The client needs it by noon tomorrow, so I went and I played my softball game, and I went to dinner with my son and took him to Steak and Shake, and I put my phone away for a while, and as I finished the meal and was going up to pay at Steak and Shake, I just checked my phone real quick, and there's a text from a friend saying, "Aaron Bailey to Illinois," and my evening changed. And so I'm at work, and I'm supposed to be doing work, and I can't work because all I can think about is Aaron Bailey to Illinois, and AJ and Witt were picked in the first round tonight, and I'm buzzing, and I'm checking the internet, and I'm on Twitter, and I can't work. So what I decided to do is go walk around the parking lot at work while my coworker, I don't know, he can probably see me out the window, don't care. Aaron Bailey at Illinois, let's talk about that for a little bit. Okay, all right, biggest recruit at Illinois in 5 years, 4 years? Biggest recruit since Green and Hawthorne, which was 2009 class. So, yeah, pretty big deal. Could, I mean, basically, honestly, this is July, no, this is May 28th, 2005, when Juice verbaled. Yes, I know the date. I got married that day. I can't put words together. This is like a From the Stands podcast where I'm excited, okay? And you know why I'm excited is because Illinois football had a really good day, okay? Tim Beckman now has two things to sell on the recruiting trails around the state and around the country. And that's he has a top five national quarterback, as far as like a dual threat quarterback. Rivals has him number four. And he has two guys who were just picked in the first round. And he can say Illinois has the most first rounders in the last 5 years. And so with those two things happening today, the next 10 months of recruiting really, really turn around, I think. You know, he's got these good recruiters in Beatty and Gonzalez, and he's got this, you know, he's got this mojo now. He's got a quarterback who is perfect for the system. I'm not kidding. This kid is perfect for this system. He's an athletic, dual threat, ready to run this spread. Looks a little bit like Braxton Miller on film. Just a really athletic, thick, muscular kid who can run this spread and take the hits and make the throws and run a system like this. Run a, I don't know if you want to call it an Urban Meyer-like spread, but what Meyer's going to do with Braxton Miller next year is similar to what this Bailey kid can do. You know, when he went to the spring game at Nebraska, and thank you, gods of weather, that it rained and they had a like tornado warning and they had to cancel the game because maybe that helped. Because he left Nebraska saying Nebraska was his leader, right at the top of his list. And I thought, there's no chance. We need this kid so bad. This offense needs this so very badly. And here, you know, I'm just scared that they're selling him on being the next Taylor Martinez. And somehow, Beckman pulled it off. So this is a really, really, really big day. I mean, if you were around Twitter or around the blog when Alvedi, is that how you pronounce it? I don't care. He goes to Northwestern. When he picked Northwestern, and I was thinking Northwestern has a four-star quarterback and we have nothing, my old worldview was teetering. And I said to some friends tonight, like, I honestly feel like with Illini football, it's been good. We got two bowl wins, but with recruiting going south and the coach getting fired and a six-game losing streak and everything else, felt like I'm kind of hanging on a cliff a little bit. You know, it's like teetering toward looking at 2003 again and thinking, I don't know if I can go back there. I don't know if I can go back to 8 wins in 4 years. I don't know if I've got it in me to go through that again. And so here I am teetering, and I play softball tonight, and I go to Steak and Shake, and I check my phone, and somebody throws me a rope. And this could really turn things around. This is the type of kid you can build around. So, you know, if you look at, you know, he's probably a top 8 recruit for Illinois in the last, I don't know, 15 years? Last 15 years, we had a bunch of 4-stars like Ben and Wilson and Mendenhall and O'Donnell. But behind that, he's really in that group with maybe Juice and Hawthorne and Green, Corey Legit in that group. That's how good this kid is. So Illinois football had a very good day. Congrats to Witt. Congrats to AJ. Congrats to Aaron Bailey. Go Illini.